Hi, I'm Surbhi Jain, Program Manager for Azure Compute. In this video, I, along with my colleague Hiren Shah, will introduce you to Cloud Services Extended Support and give a walkthrough of its various deployment models. At the end of this video, we will walk you through in-place migration scenarios to migrate from Cloud Services Classic to Cloud Services Extended Support. Cloud Services Extended Support is a new Azure Resource Manager-based deployment model for Cloud Services Classic product and is now generally available. It has the primary benefit of providing regional resiliency along with feature parity with Cloud Services Classic deployed using Azure Service Manager. It also offers some ARM capabilities such as role-based access and control, tags, policy, and supports deployment templates. Cloud Services Extended Support provides two paths for customers to migrate from Azure Service Manager to Azure Resource Manager. The first path is redeploy, where customers can deploy a new cloud service directly in ARM and then delete the old cloud service in ASM after thorough validation. Cloud Services Extended Support is generally available with a service level agreement of 99.95%. The second path is an in-place migration tool that enables a seamless platform orchestrated migration of existing Cloud Services Classic deployments to Cloud Services Extended Support. Cloud Services Extended Support provides a path forward for Cloud Services Classic customers to run on Azure Resource Manager, increasing resiliency. There is no application re-architecture required. The old Cloud Services Classic artifacts, which are the service configuration, service definition, and package files, are supported with unchanged runtime and data plane behaviors. The underlying update process with respect to update domains, rollback, and allowed service changes during an update will not change. You can use Azure Key Vault to securely store and manage application credentials, such as secrets, keys, and certificates in a central and secure cloud repository. Each Cloud Service Extended Support is a single independent deployment with a WIP swap capability to swap between two cloud services. It maintains feature parity with classic cloud services with support for autoscale, extensions, and multi-instance web and worker roles. However, each Cloud Service Extended Support deployment must be in a virtual network. I will now give a demo of Cloud Service Extended Support deployment through Portal.
In this demo, I will explain how to use the Azure portal to create a Cloud Service Extended Support deployment. Before you begin your deployment, make sure that your service configuration file is updated with a virtual network. Also, remove all remote desktop and diagnostic settings from your service configuration and your service definition file. Make sure that you build and repackage your package file in case you make any changes in your service definition file. As a first step, sign on to your Azure portal. On the search bar on top, type Cloud Services Extended Support. In the Cloud Services Extended Support pane, click on Create. Cloud Services Extended Support creation window will open to the Basics tab. Here, you select your subscription and your resource group. You can select an existing resource group or create a new one. The next step is to give a name for your cloud service. Next, select your region for deployment. The next step is to upload your service configuration, package, and definition files. You can upload these files from your local machine or add the SAS URIs from your blob storage. In case you're uploading these files from your local machine, it is necessary to specify a storage account. I will now upload the package, configuration, and definition files for deployment. Make sure that the service definition file uploaded here is the same one used to generate your package file. Any differences between the two will result in errors. Once all the fields have been completed, move on to the Configuration tab. As you can see here, the virtual network and the subnet have been auto-populated from your service configuration file. The next step is to add a public IP address for your cloud service. You can create a new public IP address or select an existing one. Optionally, you can assign a DNS name for your cloud service endpoint by updating the DNS label property of the public IP address. Please note, if you have an IP input endpoint defined for your service definition file, a public IP address will be created for your cloud service. Do note that cloud service extended support only supports the basic IP address SKU. If your service configuration contains a reserved IP address, the allocation type for your public IP must be set to static. Optionally, you can swap your new cloud service with an existing cloud service for easier management of your application during deployment cycles. This cannot be changed once a cloud service has been created. Only cloud services in the same subscription and location will be shown in the dropdown. You can optionally choose to start or not start the cloud service immediately after creation. The next step is to select a key vault if you specify one or more certificates in your service configuration file. When you select a key vault, cloud services will try to find the selected certificates from your service configuration file based on their thumbprints. Please enable the key vault access policies for Azure virtual machines for deployment so that cloud services extended support resource can retrieve certificates stored as secrets from your key vault. You can achieve this by navigating to your key vault and going to the access policies blade. Here, enable Azure virtual machines for deployment and don't forget to save your changes. Once all the fields have been completed, click on Review plus Create. You can validate your deployment configuration and finally hit on Create. Your deployment is now complete. You can go to your cloud service and see if all the details specified for your deployment have been correctly populated.
I will now give a demo of cloud service extended support deployment through PowerShell.
In this demo, I will explain how to use PowerShell to create a cloud service extended support deployment. Before you begin your deployment, make sure that your service configuration file is updated with a virtual network. Also remove the old remote desktop and diagnostic settings from your service configuration and your service definition files. Make sure that you build and repackage your package file in case you make any changes in your service definition file. As a first step, please install the AZ Cloud Service PowerShell module to use the cloud service commandlets. Once the AZ Cloud Service module is successfully installed, you can then move on to create a resource group in a specified location. This step is optional if you want to use an existing resource group. Once the resource group is successfully created, you then move on to create a storage account and container. This storage account will be used to store your package and configuration files. For creating a storage account, you use a new AZ storage account commandlet specifying the resource group name and the location. Please use a unique name for your storage account. Once the storage account is successfully created, we then move on to create a container in the same storage account. The next step is to create a key vault to store one or more certificates that are associated with the cloud service extended support roles. The new AZ key vault commandlet is used to create a key vault in a specified resource group and location. Once the key vault has been successfully created in the specified resource group and location, it must be enabled for deployment for your cloud service to access the certificates. We use the AZ key vault access policy to enable the key vault for deployment. As a next step, you also need to grant create, get, list, and delete certificate permissions to your user account. For the purpose of this example, I will add a self-signed certificate to a key vault. The certificate thumbprint needs to be added in your service configuration file for deployment on your cloud service roles. As you can see, the certificate creation is in progress and will be added to your Key Vault in some time. You can go on the Azure portal to check the status of your certificate and pick up the thumbprint to reference in your service configuration file. In this example, I will add an RDP extension to the cloud service. For this, you can use the AZ Cloud Service Remote Desktop Extension Object Commandlet. You can specify the username for your RDP extension and enter the password. Once these steps are completed, you can create your cloud service using the new AZ Cloud Service command. You can provide a path to your service configuration, service definition, and package file, which will all be uploaded to the storage account. Make sure that the definition file uploaded here is the same one used to build the package file. Also verify that the service configuration and definition files have the same settings defined in both the places. Any differences between the two would result in errors. The commandlet will first validate the service configuration and definition files. The commandlet will then upload the package and configuration files in the container of the storage account. As you can see, the cloud service extended support is successfully created in the specified resource group and location. You can also check the status of the cloud service using the Azure portal. As you can see, it is in a succeeded state.
I will now give a demo of cloud service extended support deployment through ARM template.
In this demo, I will explain how to use the ARM template to create a cloud service extended support deployment. An ARM template is a JSON file that defines the deployment configuration for your cloud service. The template uses declarative syntax, which lets you state what you intend to deploy without having to write the sequence of programming commands to create it. In the template, you specify the resources you want to deploy and the properties for those resources. Before you begin your deployment, make sure that your service configuration file is updated with a virtual network. Also remove the old remote desktop and diagnostic settings from your service configuration and your service definition files. Make sure that you build and repackage your package file in case you make any changes to your service definition file. The second step is to create a new resource group using Azure Portal or PowerShell. This step is optional if you're using an existing resource group. Next, you need to create a new storage account using Azure Portal or PowerShell. This step is again optional if you're using an existing storage account. The next step is to upload your package and service configuration files to the storage account using the Azure Portal or PowerShell. Obtain the SAS URIs of both files to be added to the ARM template later in this demo. Make sure that your SAS URIs have not expired. You can optionally create a Key Vault and upload certificates. Certificates can be attached to cloud services to enable secure communication to and fro from the service. In order to use these certificates, their thumbprints must be specified in your service configuration file and uploaded to a Key Vault. A Key Vault can be created through Azure Portal or PowerShell. The Key Vault must also be enabled for appropriate permissions so that the cloud service resource can retrieve certificates from the Key Vault. The Key Vault will be referenced in the OS profile section of the ARM template later in the video. An ARM template consists of the following sections. The schema specifies the location of the JSON schema file that describes the properties which are available within the template. The content version specifies the version of the template. The parameters are values that are provided when the deployment is executed for the resource. The definition includes details like data type, description of the parameter, and default value. The variables define the values that are reused in your templates. They can also be constructed from parameter values. The next section contains the resources that you want to deploy or update. There are three basic resources that need to be created for a cloud service deployment. The first resource is cloud services. To create a cloud service resource, the following properties need to be added. The type specifies the type of resource, such as Microsoft.compute/cloud services in this case. The API version specifies the latest version of the REST API to use for creating the resource. Next, you specify the name of the resource. Location specifies the region where you want to create or update the resource. Tags can be applied to logically organize resources across your subscription. The depends on section specifies the resources that must be deployed before the cloud service resource is created. It defines the relationship and ordering between resources. In this case, the public IP and the virtual network will be created before the cloud service. The properties section defines the resource specific configuration settings. For a cloud service resource, the following properties need to be added. The package URL refers to the location of the service package in the blob service. The configuration URL refers to the location of the service configuration in the blob service. You can choose to start your cloud service immediately after deployment. The upgrade mode can be set to auto, manual, or simultaneous. The roles profile specifies the role name, size, and instance information for a cloud service. Ensure that the number of roles, their names, their SKU capacity name, and tier are same across the service configuration, service definition, and the ARM template. The network profile defines the load balancer configuration. It associates the public IP address to the front end of the load balancer. A load balancer is automatically created by the platform. An OS profile is used to specify the keyword and certificate information for your cloud service. The source vault is the ARM resource ID for your keyword. The certificate URL can be found by navigating to the certificate in the key vault labeled as secret identifier. Add certificates to key vault and then reference the certificate thumbprints in your service configuration file. An extension profile is used to add extensions to your cloud service. Here, we add an RDP extension to our cloud service and define its various properties, which includes the auto upgrade minor version, the roles that the extension needs to be applied to, the publisher of the extension, the type of the extension, the type handler version, the settings, which include the public configuration containing the username and the expiration date of the RDP extension, the protected settings, which contain the private config settings where you need to insert the password for your RDP extension. The second resource type to create is a public IP address. It also takes the latest version of the REST API, the resource type, which is Microsoft.network/public IP addresses in this case, the name of the public IP, the location of the public IP, and its associated tags. Only the basic public IP is supported for cloud services extended support. The properties associated with the public IP are the allocation method, which can be dynamic or static, the ideal timeout in minutes, the public IP address version. We only support IPv4 for public IP addresses, and the DNS settings. You can optionally set the DNS label property of the IP address. In case you are using a static IP, you need to reference it as a reserved IP in the service configuration file. The third resource type to create is a virtual network. The virtual network resource definition entails the latest REST API version, the resource type, which is Microsoft.network/virtual network in this case, the name of the virtual network, its location, and the associated tags. The properties section of the virtual network specifies the address prefixes and the subnet information. Once the template file is created, the variable and parameter values are defined in the parameter file. For example, the location of all of these resources are East US. The cloud service name is specified in the parameter file. The configuration SAS URI and the packet SAS URIs are all referred from the parameter files. The public IP name and the virtual network name are also specified in the parameter file. Next, the ARM template and parameter files can be deployed using PowerShell. The command used is the new AZ resource group deployment command, where you specify the resource group name, the template file, and the template parameter file as JSON inputs to the PowerShell commandlet. As you can see, that the ARM template has been successfully deployed in the resource group name specified. It also gives information about the location, the name of the cloud service, the public IP, and the virtual network name. Once the deployment using PowerShell has been completed, you can go onto the Azure portal to see your cloud services successfully created.
I will now give a demo of cloud service extended support deployment using Visual Studio.
In this demo, I will explain how to use Visual Studio to create a cloud service extended support deployment. With Visual Studio version 16.9 or further, you can create a new cloud service extended support through a pre-existing template. Next, you need to set up your project configurations. Next, you need to choose the type of roles you want to configure for your cloud service. Here, I'm adding a web and worker role for my cloud service. Next, you need to choose the type of web application for your cloud service. Once your project has been set up, right-click on the project node and click on Publish. The first step is to choose your account. You can select a pre-existing account or create a new one. The next step is to choose your subscription. Once these details are configured, you can move on to the settings pane. You can choose an existing cloud service to update or create a new one. In case you are creating a new cloud service, you need to specify the location and resource group. Once these details are configured, you can choose a release or debug build configuration for your cloud service. You can also choose between cloud and local as your service configuration. Next, you can create a new storage account or choose an existing storage account to store your service configuration and package files. The next step is to specify the key vault that contains the secret for this cloud service extended support. This is enabled if the remote desktop extension is enabled or if certificates are added to the service configuration file. You would also need to enable the key vault access policies for Azure virtual machines for deployment so that the cloud service extended support resource can retrieve certificates stored as secrets from the key vault. This can be done by navigating to the Azure portal key vault section. Here, you need to navigate to the access policies blade and enable Azure virtual machines for deployment. Don't forget to save your changes. If you're creating a new key vault, don't forget to add the certificates into the key vault specified in your service configuration file. Here, you can choose to send diagnostics data to Application Insights, which will enable you to easily diagnose issues with your cloud service, like a role startup error or a recycling error. You can choose to create a target publishing profile from the settings that you have chosen. For example, you might create one profile for a test environment and another for production. Once the details are configured for your cloud service, click on Publish. You can monitor the process status in the Azure Activity Log Output window, or you can also go on to the Azure portal to see the status of your cloud service. On the Azure portal, we can see that the cloud service has been successfully deployed. Thank you for watching this video.
Thank you, Surbhi, for the introduction on cloud services extended support. Now I will walk you all through the in-place migration details and some of its key features. In-place migration is available via portal, PowerShell commandlets, CLI, and it provides a seamless migration experience with no downtime for most of the scenarios. Once migrated, all cloud services resources and its deployments are migrated together. The migration provides an easy three-step process: validate, prepare, and commit. If users choose, they can abort the migration at the last step also. Migration provides ability to test their migrated resources on the ARM side, and commit operation finalizes the migration while abort operation rolls back the migration. Existing deployments and related deployment files can be reused with minimal changes. Lastly, the migration retains cloud services IP addresses and the DNS label as part of migration. Now I will walk you all through the demos for the in-place migration. First, let's see the in-place migration demo via using a portal.
In this demo, I will explain how to use the Azure portal to migrate a cloud service deployment. As a first step, sign in into your Azure account and make sure that you are co-administrator for the subscription in which your hosted cloud service resides. On the Azure portal homepage, using the search bar located at the top of the Azure portal, search for and select Cloud Services Classic. In the Cloud Services pane, select the cloud service you would like to migrate. Though most of the common deployment scenarios are supported for migration and migrate with zero to no downtime, we highly recommend reading the migration documentation to ensure your deployment configuration is supported for migration. The migration is very simple and straightforward using the portal. From the settings pane in your cloud service, select Migrate to ARM. As you can see, if the cloud service is inside a virtual network, then the portal redirects you to the virtual network page and migration experience is seamless from there onwards. The migration steps for migrating virtual network are similar to migrating a cloud service without an explicit virtual network. Migration of a virtual network migrates all resources associated with that network, including the cloud service. In this demo, we will see how to migrate a cloud service inside a virtual network. The first step is validate, where migration tool performs basic checks to ensure if your deployment is eligible for migration. If the validate step fails for you, then check the error message for the reason and take remedial steps as given in the error message. After completing the validate step successfully, the prepare step is where the real action takes place behind the scenes. This step prepares the metadata on Azure Resource Manager, that is ARM side. Prepare step will not cause service impact to your existing cloud service. Abort will be available to roll back the migration and unlock the cloud service. After prepare step is successful, your cloud service is also available in the Azure Resource Manager for testing purposes. Your cloud service will be locked and in a read-only state until a commit or abort operation is successful. Prepare operation may take a while. As you can see, after prepare step, your resources are available on the ARM side for inspection. As a final step, type yes in the text box and select commit to complete the migration. Use commit to finalize this migration and unlock the cloud service. The cloud service will be accessible now only in Azure Resource Manager, and the classic resources on ASM will be deleted. You can wait for the notification to reflect that migration is successful. As you can see, the migration is successful. We can now go to Cloud Services Extended Support and see the migrated service. We can notice here that the DNS name is retained, as well as the IP address. For actual migrations, please plan in advance, plan for potential downtime, and do a lab test before migrating your production deployment. There are minor changes to deployment files, and you can download the file as shown in the instructions post migration. Also, there might be changes required to your CI/CD pipeline, custom dashboards, scripts, and tooling post the migration. You can check this section of post-migration changes in the migration overview resource post the migration.
Now we will walk through the demo for in-place migration using PowerShell.
In this demo, I will explain how to migrate a cloud service classic deployment using PowerShell. Before we actually see the migration, I would like to show resource material to help you migrate using PowerShell. This resource has information to plan your migration and install the latest PowerShell gallery and guide through overall migration process. As a first step, sign in into your Azure account and make sure that you are co-administrator for the subscription in which your hosted cloud service resides. Now we will see the deployed service in portal before beginning the migration. This is a simple cloud service with one web role and one worker role. Let's take a note of the DNS name also, Cloud Service Migration Demo 2. The migration is very simple with three steps using the PowerShell commandlets. In this demo, we will see how to migrate a cloud service with default, that is non-explicit VNet. The first step is validate, where migration tool performs basic checks to evaluate if your deployment is eligible for migration. If the validate step fails for you, then check the error message for reason and take remedial steps as given in the error message. Completing the validate step successfully, the prepare step is where the real action takes place behind the scenes. This step prepares the metadata on Azure Resource Manager, that is ARM side. Prepare step will not cause service impact to your existing cloud service. Abort will be available to roll back the migration and unlock the cloud service. After prepare step is successful, your cloud service is also available in Azure Resource Manager for testing purposes. Your cloud service will be locked and in a read-only state until an abort or commit operation is successful. The prepare step may take a while. The prepare step is successful. As a final step, now commit the migration. Commit step finalizes this migration and unlocks the cloud service only in the Azure Resource Manager side. And the classic resources will be deleted. The commit operation may take a while. As you can see, the migration completed successfully. We can go to portal and verify that the DNS name is retained on Azure Resource Manager side. As you can see, the DNS name is retained for the migrated cloud service extended support. For actual migrations, please plan in advance, plan for potential downtime, and do a lab test before migrating your production deployment. There are minor changes to CSDEF and CSCSG deployment files to conform to Azure Resource Manager requirements. The updated files can be downloaded as shown in the instructions post-migration. Also, there might be changes required to your continuous integration and continuous delivery pipeline, custom scripts, dashboard, and toolings post the migration. You can check this section of post-migration changes in the Migration Overview Resource page. Thank you for watching this demo.
Here we are giving more information about the available resources, where we can find more information, and how to troubleshoot if you find any error during the migration. Thank you.